Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما بعثه إلى اليمن خرج معه يسليه ومعاذ راكب ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمشي تحت راحلته فقال فلما فرغ فقال يا معاذ عسى ألا تلقاني بعد عام هذا ولعلك تمر بمسجدي هذا وقبري فبكى معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه جشعا بفراق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأقبل بوجهه صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى المدينة زادها الله شرفا وعزمة فقال يا معاذ إن أولى الناس بي المتقون من كانوا وحيث كانوا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ulama-i Ikram and listen, dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us on this beautiful light, the gathering of the ashiqeen, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala open our hearts. May Allah fill our hearts with His muhabbat and His love, and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our lifeline in this world, in the qabr and the akhirat. All the things of dunya will leave us at the time of maut. مَنْ مَاتَ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. The person who leaves this world, his qiyamah has already begun. The only thing will come of help in the qabr will be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ رَبُّكُ. And when the veils will be uplifted between us and Rawdah Mubarak, and the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sparkling eyes, and the beautiful shapely eyebrows, and those beautiful white teeth from which nur was emanating, and that pointed nose, the beautiful hands, and his stature, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reveal the beautiful manzar to us. It did be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in our hearts, this is my Nabi, قد أديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله. For this we are gathered here, my dear brothers, that we go back home with something in the heart. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the dunya of our hearts. يا مقلب القلوب يا مصرف القلوب. Oh Allah, the change of hearts, the one that turns hearts. Allah Ta'ala pull us towards His muhabbat and His love. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is bidding him farewell from Madinatul Munawwara. Those that have been to Al-Madinatul Munawwara, they know that last day when the person is leaving, the condition of the heart, the state of the mind, that oh my Allah, I don't know whether my eyes will set again upon the green dome, upon Rawdah Mubarak, Muwajaha Sharif, Jannatul Baqi, the mornings of Madina Munawwara, the evenings of Madina Munawwara, taking that walk from the hotel to the Rawdah Mubarak. Nowadays in Durban we have, it's called the Golden Mile. We say the Golden Mile from Babu Salam to Rawdah Mubarak. That is our Golden Mile. That way a person goes to walk down and present himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the Golden Mile, my dear brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that opportunity by sitting here. Let's open our hearts and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is being bid farewell by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the riwayah says that Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is on his conveyance. The great humility of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's walking on foot and giving wasiyyah to Mu'adh bin Jabal that Mu'adh, I am sending you to Yemen. I am sending you to Yemen. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says to Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, عَسَىٰ أَلَّا تَلْقَانِي بَعْدَ عَامِ هَذَا. O Mu'adh, this is our last mulaqat. There is no mulaqat after this. I'm bidding you farewell. After this year, you will not meet me anymore. It is possible you will pass upon this masjid of mine and my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu began to cry and sob bitterly. This is the last mulaqat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for whom they gave their lives, they gave their wealth. The day and the night became the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is walking in line with Mu'adh bin Jabal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turns around. فَأَقْبَلَ بِوَجْهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. He turns away, he cannot see this manzar of Mu'adh bin Jabal crying. And he turns towards Madinatul Munawwara. He says, "Oh Mu'adh, you'll be far from me, but remember, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ الْمُتَّقُونَ." That those who will have taqwa in their lives, in their hearts, they will be the closest ones to me on the day of Qiyamah. Man كَانُوا, whoever they may be, whichever part of the world, whatever skin color, from whichever continent, which country, which place, wherever they, whoever they are, وَحَيْثُ وَكَانُوا, from whichever background they come from, which country, doesn't matter. As long as they have taqwa in their hearts, they have that piety, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mu'adh, engender this in your life, you will be far from me. In this world you might not meet, but the day of Qiyamah, Mu'adh, you will be with me. You will be with me. We are gathered here, my dear brothers, to get this taqwa. What is taqwa? Usually we try to see taqwa as fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explain very beautifully to understand what is taqwa. You see, taqwa is أن تجعل بينك وبين ما تخاف تقاة تقيك منه. أن تجعل بينك وبين ما تخاف. That a person places between himself and that thing which he fears, تقاة تقيك منه. He places a barrier, a wall, between himself and that thing which he fears. That's the literal meaning of taqwa. That a person places something, he fears a lion, so he places something between him and the animals. He puts a massive wall, boundary wall, or a fence, because he fears now the animals will come into his property. A person fears, the townspeople fear, that the water will come into the city, into the town. They'll build a dike. They'll build a massive wall around the city and because they fear this water will come, you'll drown the people. This is taqwa, the literal meaning. When it comes to taqwa in the light of Sharia, ulama explain, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. That fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the fire of Jahannam, which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those who have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you mean by fear Allah? Ulama say, taqwa in Sharia means that build between you and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a wall, a barrier, a curtain, a strong room of iman and amal salihah. I fear the anger of Allah, I bring iman in front, bring amal salihah in front. I fear the fire of Jahannam, I bring iman, bring amal salihah. Whatever person may fear, whatever guna he has in his life, now he brings a wall of iman, a wall of amal salihah, which will save him from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will save him from those things which lead him to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shaykh Azma ibn Hamid Sahib explains to us that every person in his life, a person himself, is a country of his own. And he has different provinces in his body. He has the province of the eye, of the ears, of the tongue, of the hands, of the feet. In every province, bring iman, bring amal salihah. Bring taqwa in the eyes, bring taqwa in the ears, bring taqwa in one's feet, in one's hands. You find the person now in certain departments, he will have certain amount of taqwa. And some departments are a bit weak. Now to strengthen those departments that are leading away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to taqwa of the eyes, our Hazrat explains to us over and over again, قُلْ لِمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That our believing men, believing women, lower your gaze, bring taqwa in your eyes. That thing which is tempting you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now build your iman, build your amal salihah. Take support from someone who will assist you, will help you to build that wall. So now when it comes to the temptation, a person is able now to put that wall between himself and that avenue of guna and sin that leads him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is making a tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and they hear him making dua. They say, Allah give me mawt upon iman. Allah give me mawt upon iman. Only one dua, the entire tawaf. So they ask the person, only one dua, entire 7 rows of tawaf, mawt upon iman. He says, yes. They say, why? He says, I will tell you my story. Taqwa of the eyes, to build that wall, to build that iman, amal saliha. He says, I had a brother who gave adhan for 40 years. When it came before his demise and leaving this world, we were around him and he asked for a copy of the Quran Sharif and a copy of the Bible. He holds the Quran and he puts it on one side. He says, I disbelieve in the Quran. He puts his hand on the Bible. I die upon the beliefs of the Bible. 40 years. When they did some research, background research, they found that for 40 years, azan, calling the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he would ascend and climb up the minbar, the minaret to give the adhan, then he would remove the taqwa of his eyes and look into the backyard of the neighbor's yard and look at the woman. The ghair maharim. Those women were haram for him. Giving the adhan, thinking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time of mawt, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretched his iman away. Taqwa of the eyes. To build that wall, the temptation is there. Now, I want to curfew in a city in India, Delhi. A young girl, pretty young girl, the time is up. She goes to the masjid to take refuge. She taps at the door, the young man opens. He finds a young girl. What's the problem? She says, I'm afraid for my life. So he takes her into his room, has a small room. He tells her, you must sit behind me. You must sit behind me so I don't get tempted. He took the precaution. He built his wall. He had his candle on front of him. Every now and then she noticed this young man would put his finger into the fire, into the candle, and burn himself. The next morning when she would leave, she asked the young man, what happened last night? He says, every time Shaitan tried to entice me, tried to tempt me, but I put my wall up. I put my iman and amal salihah before myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I would remind myself of the fire of Jahannam. That this fire is so painful, we can imagine now if I get tempted, what will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? So how a person now is tempted at that moment of time, that young boy is tempted. He's walking in the shopping mall. For that the Shaykh Yusir rahmatullah alayhi, the young boy is walking. MashaAllah, he's got a bit of dari, some beard, he's got a nice topi on. And I see the young girl looking at him. So he feels now a bit affected, she's looking at me. Hazrat Hussein now, the first reaction of the young boy, now he's taking his topi a little bit. Putting it right. Now I can't remember, I put ether, I didn't put ether. But I should apply, I don't apply. And she's still looking at me. The temptation is there. Now's the time for firru. When person says for firru, says jump in your Ferrari and now run away. Jump in your Ferrari and put your foot down. Ilallah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run to the masjid. Run to the masjid and save your iman. Save your taqwa, save your heart. Or else this one makhluqah. One little makhluqah will take you away from your Khaliq. The sweetness of iman Allah Ta'ala has kept to protect your eyes. Our Shaykh tells us, Dama Barakatuhum, the Shah Darul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was at the airport. Taqwa of the eyes. Zakim Sahib says, we are sitting. That time was the Shah Darul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was in old age, already in the wheelchair. Hazrat says to the Muridin around him, because we have some time before departure, I rather turn my wheelchair away from the people towards the wall. Hazrat, why? He said, can't you see the temptation in the woman? Although Hazrat was quite old, but to protect the heart. They turned the entire wheelchair around to the wall. How Hazrat built a physical wall between himself and temptations. How much we have to apply taqwa in our lives? To apply the wall practically. We get into somebody's house. Person is weighing, these are practical things we can learn. We get to somebody's house. We learn how to sit on a sofa also. Our Shaykh teaches us. Just sit in such a place now where your eyes will not fall inside the house. The women are able to walk around without you seeing them. We have a da'wah. Sit in such a position that now your eyes will not fall on ghair maharim, on the women folk. That they are able now, they are able to walk around without you being able to see them. But this is taqwa. As Hakim Sahib, you say, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, one journey by aeroplane is enough to make you a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every woman that is in the airport, the air hostess, and those that are checking you in, say, ye sab halwai dukane hai. All these are shops of sweetmeats. Kya matlab? He said, protect your eyes, and Allah will feed you sweetmeats. He did it for me. You brought taqwa in your eyes, I will feed you with halawatul iman. Sweetness of iman. You go into the aeroplane also, a person said to protect his eyes, to ensure that now he brings taqwa in his eyes. Abu Hazrat explains them barakatuhum. He said that a person threads the path of suluk, of tasawuf. He has taluk with the shaykh, he comes to majalis. But engages in all the ibadat, izawabin, ishraq, tahajjud, and everything, but no taqwa of the eyes. Yes, he will pass all the manazil, and all the stations, and all the degrees of ibadat, of tasawuf. But Hazrat says he will not even smell the ma'rifat of Allah. He will not get the ma'rifat of Allah. That sweetness of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it was mentioned in the ulama program downstairs also, we have two types of Sufis. One is a Sufi now, just like a diabetic. He eats now a plate full of food, but there's no taste, it doesn't digest. And one is a person now who eats, and is trained to eat, he knows how to eat it also. He eats it, he enjoys it. It's tasty, he digests also. That person now doesn't have the sweetness of iman. Yes, he will do all the ibadat. But with difficulty. He will do it, it's a burden upon him. But he will do it. But that person who has taqwa, he will do the ibadah to take lazat and enjoyment. He will enjoy it. His salah he will enjoy, Quran tilawat he will enjoy. He won't get enough. He will not get satiated. Because he has protected his eyes. Abu Hazrat explains also, the Mawlana Bahadur Sahib also explained that even the car manufacturers learned how to make the light from the Quran Sharif also. How is that possible? Hazrat says that the Bahadur Sahib says that you find the cars, that when they make them, they teach you also that when you are driving, ensure you don't drive with your brights on. If you have your bright lights on and the other car has their bright lights on, it's possible there will be an accident. So all you have to do is dim your lights. You will pass safely and that person will pass safely also. In the same way he says in this journey of life, taqwa in the eyes. Now if you walk in the shopping mall, the young boy, he's walking in the shopping mall, he's got some work to do. If he has his bright eyes on, and she has her bright eyes on, they both will get dazzled. The Hazrat says, to put your shutters down also is so easy. All you want to do is just close your eyes. Just put your eyes down. Protect your iman. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a system now that a person had to press a button on his ankle to close his eyes. The Hazrat says, the girl might think he fell head over head for me. Head over toes for me. But Allah Ta'ala says, just close, put your eyes down a little bit. Protect your iman. When it comes to taqwa, Abu Hazrat says that now, with your taqwa, with your eyes, use it in the correct avenue. Look at your wife. A person now, he goes on the plane, he looks at the air hostess, and then he was asked what perfume you using. The nafs is very chalak, very sly. I want to buy the same perfume for my wife. One person you're going out somewhere, you want to buy something, so he's telling the cashier, see my doll. Others say, tell your wife, mani sakkar ki puriya, eh mari guriya. Tell your wife, oh my sugar bag, oh my doll. Are the person who tell the teller in the bank, tell the cashier in the supermarket, my doll. Tell this to your wife, hold her hand, look at her, make her happy. Others says, your grandchild is on your lap, look at those beautiful soft lips, the soft hand of the child, the green, the bright red cheeks of the child. Oh my Allah, what a creator. How he created this beauty. He says, take enjoyment in that of the eye. The iman will increase in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person's eyes are wandering. And now in turka around everywhere. Taqwa of the nose. A person applies taqwa in his nose. He's walking around. And he's smelling all the perfumes of these females. Which is haram to take it in. Now my wife, as I say, she's gone old. She carried 5 children. And now she's applying jambak and wicks. She said, now I can't sleep with you. Sleep a bit far away. But that woman now, my secretary, mashallah, what a beautiful smell she has. Why don't you buy a perfume like that? Taqwa of the nose. He's destroying the taqwa of his iman. So a person now puts this barrier between himself. Take the enjoyment in halal things. When it comes to taqwa of the tongue also, that a person speaks sweetly. Hazrat says, always when it comes, a person has a female rep in the shop, The female rep has come sitting in the office and he's talking to her sweetly. Now she wants him to sign the deal. He wants a discount also. We take a woman folk to Haramain Sharifin, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But how they go to the men in the abaya shops just to get the discount. The amount of flirting, the sweet talk, to talk him up. The last year I came also and you gave me a good discount and this year I'm buying more. All the man is sleeping in the room. And yet she feels now, at home she can't leave the house. But now Haramain Sharifin, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, say stay in your home. But yet they feel freely to move around without a mahram. So to put the taqwa at that time. That not to build my iman amal saliha. So here a person now is sitting with a female rep and he's talking her up. The wife has to phone Hazrat says, and she says, you make sure you buy the bread. I'm in a meeting right now, can't you understand? The bread is for your lunch. But now he's sitting upset with the wife talking to somebody else. Where's the taqwa gone to? So here when it comes to the women also answering the phone, answering the intercom, for them to make hello in a soft tone, we don't know that person might get carried away. How they should make salam, how they should speak to ghair maharim. Now when it comes now to intermingling in the homes, Abu Hazrat says that now when it comes to the Gujarati people, as if now in their Quran, there is no laws of farda. Handa hagacha, everybody is connection. Everybody comes, eat day, you're meeting everyone. And you ask this girl, you got married in the family, but that's your cousin, how can you make salam with him? He's my cousin brother. He's like my brother, not knowing he likes you also. He's like my brother, but he likes you also. But now there's parada between you. But we grew up together, we used to bath together also. We used to go everywhere together. But it's haram. Alhammu al-maut. The brother-in-law is like maut. He will kill your nikah. He will destroy it. So taqwa there also to build it iman amal saliha. To build amal, iman amal saliha. Taqwa of the hands. One person says he was a jeweler. Somebody came into the shop. And that day now the nafs got the better of him. The woman came, usually you put the bangle on the counter. And that day he told that woman, I will try it on for you. He touched the hand, he put it on. Going back home, he goes to the wife. The wife says, today something very strange happened. He says, we had somebody working for us so many years. Today I had a very strange inclination towards him. What you are doing in the shop? The reaction was at home. So how a person now uses his eyes, uses his hands, we find the reaction in one's children, in one's family, in one's wife. For a person, last person wants to hold somebody's hand, hold your mother's hand, hold your wife's hand. Be kind to her, open the door for her, close the door for her. When it comes to taqwa of the mind and the heart, that a person now, Hazrat says that the heart is a camera. A person leaves the house, have the qasd of adamun nazar. Make intention, I will not look. Have this be in the hand, make istighfar, durud sharif, protect one's eyes. A person now with camera took pictures of different things. And now he's lying down at night in the house, in his bedroom. And now the reels are playing. Abu Hazrat says so beautifully, that in salah, in your moments alone, he says, let the camera of the heart now go towards Medina Munawwara. Let it go to the palm trees of Medina Munawwara, onto the green dome, and stop your camera there. Stop it there. Take it in, the beauty of Medina Munawwara. And see now how the heart will increase in iman, in taqwa, in piety, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very quickly, my dear brothers, this taqwa we are talking about, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where do we get it from? Quran tells us, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ, the path of those people. If you want, Kitabullah is saying, if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find taqwa by rijadullah. By the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat calls a beautiful poem about Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, jo khud de raah the. Those Sahaba ikram that were off the track themselves, they were astray, far from deen, they became hadis and guides of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Just one majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahib Rumi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu comes from Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he says everything in Medina, in Makkah Mukarramah. And he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi of Allah sees him, oh Suhaib, you saw everything to come and meet me. Rabihal bi'u ya Aba Yahya. Oh Abu Yahya, what an excellent deal you have done. You gave everything away in Makkah Mukarramah, all your millions, to come to one majlis to accept Imam. Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after how many years of kufr, comes into one majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Nabi of Allah, I'm your arrow through me now. Never to return to Medina to Munawwara. Sumama bin Uthal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu captured the chief of Banu Hanif. And from this year, Umrah and Hajj al-Haram for the Mushrikeen. He still persists to go. They capture him, they bring him to Madinatul Munawwara. They tie him to the pillar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to him, Sumama, what do you say? Sumama says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you want? You want woman? You want money? We'll give it to you. Nabi of Allah goes away the first day. Second day he comes back again. Oh Sumama, what do you say? Oh Nabi of Allah, what do you want? We'll give it to you. Nabi of Allah goes away the third day again. After the third day, Nabi of Allah says, now release him. Release him. A man that came with kufr in the heart, came with hatred in his heart. One majlis, 3 days, in the suhbat and company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes out of Masjid al-Nabwi, he takes the ghusl, he comes back, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّكَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Oh my Nabi, before this day, the most hated place to me was Medina Munawwara, to be the most beloved place. Medina Munawwara, the capital of the universe, the most beloved place to me. Oh my Nabi, the worst, the face I hated the most was yours, to be the most beloved face. One majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the majalis, my dear brothers. We come with open hearts. We'll find from the hearts of these Allah wa Allah, our hearts will become conquered. The fire that is burning in the hearts in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to connect to these hearts. And when taqwa will come very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us cash benefits. For those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, the person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open avenues for him in this world, qabr and akhirat. Avenues of rosy sustenance, ruhani sustenance, spiritual sustenance. Or when he comes to sustenance of this world, Allah Ta'ala will grant him. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah will double and multiply his rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Those who have iman, I am with them. You need nobody else. And for those who have taqwa, Allah Ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. They have hastened to that jannat which Allah Ta'ala has made for those who have taqwa. The width and breadth that is equal to the skies and the earth. And those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them the ecstasies of Jannah, what they will enjoy over there forever and forever in the company. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Those who will stay in the company of the pious, Allah Ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, now enter into my Jannah with the pious people. Ya Allah Ta'ala grant us the taqwa of the heart, taqwa of the eyes, taqwa of the nose. Allah Ta'ala give us such a ta'alluq with him that nothing can break that ta'alluq. Such a ta'alluq of taqwa at the time of mawt also. Allah Ta'ala grant us the taqwa. Allah Ta'ala make that war between us and the fire of Jahannam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.